Coach, talk about the challenges of having to play a game on Thursday after a Sunday. I mean, I guess you've done this a little bit in college, probably Saturday to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
What's unique for this challenge, and what can you take from those experiences that you can incorporate into this?
Well, I think the key is you have to make sure that your guys are physically able to perform. You know, you sit there and you could say, well, it's the same. Well, it's not exactly the same because we have to travel. But that's life. You know, we'll have a Thursday game here in the future where the other team's got to travel. The reality is none of that matters. We have to be ready to play. And I wish I could quote what time the game starts. I don't even know. But whatever time that is, we need to be ready to play at that time and, you know, be able to play our best. So that's the goal. We've thought it through. We have a, you know, a detailed plan how we're going to get it accomplished. Now we got to go execute it.
Monday and Tuesday is usually your game fighting days. Does that remain the same this week, or did you speed that up and start last night?
Well, no. You have to do some work in advance. I mean, that's the only way you can get it done. And then the guys went right to work, you know, something to eat, and then get to work on the game last night. So it's definitely sandwiched in, but that's the way it goes.
Coach, did you have a chance to go back and look at those goal line plays? Blocked up well, any of them? What was not happening to allow?
Combination. Yeah, it's never just one thing, as always, right? Sometimes we had it of the three. Sometimes we had it blocked. Yeah, sometimes we didn't. One time was a scheme issue, I think. You know, so 1-1-1 probably, if you can. But it's usually never just one. It's a mix.
You said you wanted to show a lot of variety of looks at Brees, and I think you guys did that yesterday. But was there one particular formation or anything that he kind of exploited, looking on film, maybe the three-man rush or the pass rush in general?
No, I mean, you give Drew credit. He's one of the all-time greats at that position. But we made too many critical errors that we haven't made. You know, you may whip us one-on-one, and that's fine. You know, that's part of the game. But we made errors where we turned some guys loose. And you can't do that at this level, and especially with a quarterback like Drew. He's not going to miss the open man.
But, Greg, at the same time, you didn't make him uncomfortable.
I wish we would have done that more, no doubt. You know, the pass rush and the pass coverage go hand in hand. It was not our best day in getting him off the spot, for sure. But some of those were mentals, too. That we have to get straightened out, you know, and who knows, maybe it was a combination of all they were doing and what we were doing exponentially. Maybe it took off on us a little bit. I don't know. But we gotta get it cured quickly, because you can't make mistakes like that in critical situations. We have to coach it better, as I said last night, and then we got to go execute it better.
Having a sack in a couple of weeks, are you thinking about bringing, is Bowers a solution there? Is he any chance he could play this week?
Well, Bowers, as it's been all along, is totally a medical issue. And when he's medically cleared to play, then it becomes a football issue. Until that point, I can't really, you know, can't tell you. But I wouldn't rule anything out. We just have to wait and see how he feels as we move forward in that kind of step-by-step progression.
Greg, these four losses have been close. Do you take any satisfaction from that, or is it just all that more frustrating?
Look, at the end of the day, it's a win or a loss, but certainly I look at the production within the win or the loss. You know, we're improving in certain areas by leaps and bounds. That's great. We have to cut down on some of the mistakes. There's a lot of things we're doing well. You know, defensively, you look at some of the categories where we're really doing well. Those are critical categories, TFLs, getting our hands on the football with interceptions, rushing defense. Our Achilles heel has been the deep pass. Sometimes, like I said, getting whooped one-on-one, and sometimes we made errors, which exposed a situation, unfortunately. So the good with the bad. Offensively, I think, you know, some things have really improved. I think Josh is playing at a high level. The receivers, you know, we're running the ball not quite as well as I'd like to, but the last 2 weeks we're getting better. Just got to kind of put it all together. The kicking game, probably we didn't do nearly what we wanted to in the kicking game yesterday. We need to raise that level a little bit. And some of it, you know, is the obvious. You missed a field goal and that kind of stuff. But some of the hidden stuff isn't there either, that we need to get better at.
Did you feel like there was going to be a work in progress, or do you expect that these things to be already corrected? How did you look at it coming in?
Well, you know, I didn't look at it anyway because I didn't know, as I told you guys when we started this thing, I had no idea how this group of guys would react once we got under the fire of a game. I see where we are now. I like this team. I like the guys. They're trying their guts out. As a coaching staff, we have to get better, and as a team, we have to get better. So for me to sit here and say, oh, I thought we'd be here, here, and here, that's not – I'd be making that up.
The coverage bus, I mean, no one bats 1,000 in this league, and I understand that. But, I mean, are these things that are understandable for you, or is this just not justifiable in your mind, some of those things that you're talking about, the mistakes that you're talking about?
Well, they're not justifiable, but it's not the player or the coach, right? It's all of us. It's us. So they're not justifiable. There's never a reason for that to happen, period. But it's not where some would say, well, the player's making a mistake or the coach isn't. It's in between. We got to do better together. And that's the kind of group we have here. I'm not worried about it. You know, together we're going to get this and we're going to get it right and we're going to win. But can't have those plays.
Have you gotten better in that regard? Because I think we may have had this conversation before. Have you seen progress in that regard?
Well, I don't know if – I don't think it's been like a – you know, when you get whooped one-on-one, you got whooped.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens, right? They're under contract and they're professional players. The ones that that are unacceptable are the ones – you know, when you get whooped, you either make a decision. You keep coaching and get them better, or you go get somebody else to do it. You know, you have a choice. When you make a bust, then you got to look at it first tier, coaches, players, and we all together got to get it fixed. So it's totally different to me. You know, when I evaluate a contest, and those are inexcusable. Getting whooped, you know, that happens. That's why it's a game.
David said on the field goal that the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty came out, that the yell was move and then shift. A lot of fans are kind of confused of what happened. I mean, people that were at the stadium unsure of really what was the play and what caused that penalty. Can you kind of explain what happened there?
Well, you can add me to the list, you know. Quite frankly, it's a legal play. We've done it before. You know, we did it in the Washington game right there before the half. Exact same thing. So
the shift.
Yeah, it's okay. Yep, exactly. One time we went left to right. The other time we went right to left. But other than that, it's the exact same thing. So I'm not quite sure. But again, like I said, I'm not going to get into – I know what we do, and I feel very comfortable with it. Now, the fact of the matter is that it got called Sunday – so I don't know if you should be, you know, looking for that one very much anymore, because that would be downright stubborn, right? But as far as I'm concerned, it was a legal play.
Did you wind up with a guy over top of the center even on that play that he would get pushed backwards?
Well, you know, it's close when you look at field goal rushes and punt rushes. They're always very close. And can it be called, you know, is a piece of my shoulder blade? I don't know. You know, I'm not in there right when the guy is, and he's got a better view. So I leave that up to him. And if we even make it close, that's our fault. We got to make sure that it's not even close and that we're in a legal alignment. But
just to follow up on that running back take, what have you seen in your evaluation of LeGarrette Blount, both in previous years and since you've had him, that – that would lead you to believe, other than he's 247 pounds, that he's the best option in the goal line?
Well, again, previous years, you know, I've watched some of the tapes, but I'm not going to sit here and say that I book that as what I think a player can do here, because I think there's all different circumstances that go behind scheme, where their mind is, all those things. But for us, you know, you go back to the preseason in the Miami game when we pounded it away, then you go to the Washington game, and he pounds it in there and puts it in the end zone. And I think it's after the preseason we made that, you know, we kind of felt that way, and then we kept going with it. But everything, all these decisions, whether it's, you know, who's playing receiver, who's playing running back, kick returner, front line, doesn't matter. Everything is constantly being evaluated. And, you know, we'll continue to do that as you have a larger body of results to make decisions off, you know. I hope that we make the best decisions with more information, and, you know, that's what we'll do. Thanks, guys.